Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hi there, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We got nerd talk coming up, the news, and more. Plus some excitement for the Sounders and beyond. So over the weekend, we've got this Neowise comet out flying around. Is Neowise the thing that detects the comets? I really have not done a good job of this as the host of Nerd Talk. I got a silly story about that here in just a moment. We're about to have all the sports back, it would seem. Got that crazy MLS is back tournament? That thing has not been good. But baseball's going on. I read that the Toronto Blue Jays are running into some problems getting their season restarted because Canada is not letting Americans, excuse me, what do we call us if I'm talking about? In Canada, whenever I would say America, they'd be like, we're part of America. I'd be like, oh, you're right. So people from the States aren't going to be allowed to travel because of the travel ban. So teams from the U.S. can't come up and play against the Blue Jays. What's that going to translate into? That's nuts. Formula One is back. Woo! Three hot weekends back to back to back of Formula One racing. You don't need a crowd for that because it's just cars going fast and making cool noises and stuff. It's nice to see the kids excited about it and stuff when they have the camera shots of it. But it just goes to prove you don't need a crowd. And it's pretty legit. It's an international sport, lots of it taking place in England as its center. And it's weird to watch that there's literally no controversy over wearing a mask. It's just a thing you do when you're in other countries that aren't America. We've politicized the idea that simple prevention of spreading of a pandemic is like a debatable topic. It's so wild to me. You see everyone in a mask at these events, and they do a good job of like making sure that you see the people doing it. And even if it was an act, I would be like, great job, because the idea of keeping or limiting the spread of a disease by just covering up your mouth, even if it was only like 30 to 50% effective, my God, can you imagine if 70,000 people hadn't died? Like, that's in this country. We have 140,000 deaths, and we're like, it's a hoax, or don't tell me what to do. I saw some former soldier complaining about it online, and I was like, it's not the same exact thing, but it's similar to being like, I'm going to go in to fight against whatever the enemy is, and I'm not going to wear a helmet or a flak jacket or something like that. You're like choosing not to keep yourself and others around you alive by making yourself more vulnerable or by making yourself able to spread it better. It's just a very strange stance for me. I don't know. I guess we have bigger things to worry about. No, we don't. It's a pandemic. God damn it.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, really it was over the weekend where we saw 900 plus positive results each day in Washington State. COVID-19? Totally under control. Not. The NFL has told teams that training camps will definitely start on time as soon as tomorrow for rookies, Thursday for injured players and others, and then next week for everyone else. If you had any questions about whether or not they were planning to move on with the regular season, here we are. Congrats to Seattle Sounders FC, who had a huge 3-0, I say nil instead of zero, 3-0 victory against Vancouver at the MLS Is Back tournament, giving the Sounders a bit more of a chance to make it to the knockout rounds. We'll find out Thursday. Protests yesterday in Seattle ended in a new wave of violence, including some property destruction and even attempted arson of an apartment building. The ground-level Starbucks there had the windows smashed out, then someone threw in flaming debris. There's people that live upstairs. Terrible judgment. My God. Meanwhile, just down the road in Portland, federal agents are apprehending protesters and carting them off in unmarked vehicles. Whew. Things seem likely to get worse before they get better. Residents from across Fox Island witnessed more than a dozen watercraft chasing a pod of orcas passing through the Narrows, reports the News Tribune. Many of those were ignoring the rules put in place to keep the giant sea mammals safe. Look, you're not supposed to get within 3 football fields distance from the orcas, let alone drive your stupid jet ski in circles around them, you dummy.
You just got news.
Okay, so it's Saturday night. We've just gotten back from barbecuing at my mother-in-law's house. She's part of our small bubble of people, right? Get home, put the kid to bed. It's like 8-something. Get in the car, drive to the waterfront in Mukilteo. I live up north, just north of Seattle. So I drive over to the waterfront, and I find this killer park just randomly on Google Maps. I'm just looking for somewhere that I might be able to watch the sunset and get a picture of this dumb comet. It's the Neowise comet that's out there. I haven't done my homework on this, and I don't know why, but I thought Neowise was a detection system, and they found this comet that just happens to be flying by, and it's going to be visible for the last few days and the next few days. And it's just after sundown, you can see it. Turns out just after sunset is actually like an hour and a half after. I found that out the hard way. So I go and find a spot, and I set up my camera, and there's another couple people there. One guy's like right near me, and he's like the best person to be watching a sunset next to and to be sharing a similar task. It's like a solitary event where I'm just kind of sitting there watching the sunset, soaking it up. My wife stayed home to make sure the kid was okay while he's going to bed and everything. And so the other photographer guy, I'm like, hey, is it, do you know which way we're looking? He's like, yeah, I think it's that way. I was like, okay, I read here. Okay, great. We compare notes. Cool. Doesn't say another thing to me for like a while. Something offhanded, like, oh, I just read it's 10:15 when we're, okay, great, thanks, buddy. So he's there, and I'm there, and I've got my music in. I totally recommend listening to this group called Dawn of MIDI, D-A-W-N of M-I-D-I, Dawn of MIDI. They make really cool, difficult-to-count music for people who are good at music, but it's also just, like, super chill. So I'm watching the waves roll in, and the sun's going down, and the sky is brightly colored, and the tide pools are reflecting, and, it's just the most beautiful. But I keep hearing all this commotion behind me, and so finally I take out my headphones, and I hear... I have no idea what they're saying. So I turn to Guy and I'm like, he's not panicked. He's not doing anything. Literally everyone else has left. And I'm like, hey, man, does it sound like someone's making announcements? And he goes, yeah. They're closing the parking lot. They're locking the gates. Why, did you park there? And I'm like, yeah, I parked in the parking lot, of course. And he's like, oh, yeah, they're locking that up right now. You better go. Oh, my God, are you kidding me? I don't defy authority very well. That's like one of my things. I get like nervous about breaking the rules. Nerd. Anyway, the guy's like, hey, you got 25 minutes to get back here. So go move your car and then come back. And I was like, well, how am I going to get in? Am I going to have to jump over a fence? What am I going to do? Oh, my God. So I sprint back to my car over the bridge and everything. Ooh, there's a train tracks. Cool. Down to my car. Get in. There's a person waiting in a truck with the lights on. I'm not the last person there. Thank God. But I get in, wave, and then I pull out. And there's like places on the side of the road that you can park. And I'm like, I don't know. Is it okay to just park my car here and then sneak back in? Do I have to wait till the person who closes the gates? What do I do? Because technically the park is closed. And you're not supposed to do that. But also, I'm there to get a freaking picture of a comet flying overhead, you know? I'm not there to smoke my drugs and cause havoc or whatever teenagers would do at this point, right? I also thought while I was there, I was like, this is so beautiful. If I found out that my kid had snuck in here when he's a teenager and he's fooling around with something, like, I don't think I'd be too mad at him. Way to go, kid. Anyway, yes, I kind of like drive back and forth just looking for another spot. I find a place to park and everything, but I got too freaking chicken to sneak back into the park after it was closed because I'm following the damn rules. How frustrating. So I have all these beautiful pictures of the waterfront, and the beach, and the sunset, and they all lead to freaking nothing. I'm happy about having those, but come on! How frustrating. Dumb comet flying overhead. I haven't even seen it yet because I can't stay up late enough. It was my one chance. And I blew it. We went back the next morning and took my family back there. Got there early, played on the beach. It's beautiful. Such a great time. I'm intentionally not saying the name of it because I like keeping it to be a secret gem. So if you reach out to me, I'll tell you where we went. Maybe you've been there.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Yeah, boy, I gotta say sorry to massage therapists. Robots are coming for your jobs. Thanks to a French company who made a robot arm that can pound away at your tense muscles all without talking to you or making it weird when things get physically awkward. In the time of COVID, you can rest assured that this masseuse can't even catch the virus. That's a happy ending. Massive congrats to the United Arab Emirates for joining the list of nations shooting stuff into space, heading to Mars. They launched their Hope probe yesterday on its way to study the weather of our red neighbor. Mars and Earth are at their closest soon, and should it go well, Hope will drop into orbit in February of next year. And finally, after a generation of development, seawater might finally be the answer to growing the world's food supply in water-limited regions specifically. Giant greenhouses in coastal desert regions could pump in the salt water, desalinate it like a science trick on the old Nickelodeon show Mr. Wizard, and grow fruits and veggies abundantly. Desert people should be pumped about this. Fish, on the other hand, remain skeptical.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
You can see my photos now at 1077theend.com. I put them up there. I put one on my Instagram out. Hey, Gregor, you can find it there. If you want to find out where I was, hit me up. But I wrote a blog with all the pictures and everything. No name mentioned. 1077theend.com. Follow me on social, on Facebook, too. I'll post it there at Hey, Gregor. Okay? Hey, thanks.
This is the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks. Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.